someone saying, well, we found the cure for AIDS, and this is what we're going to do. Now, some people would say, well, if they found the cure for AIDS, they'd have a press conference, and everybody would celebrate it. But then there'd be the pharmaceutical companies, whoever didn't agree with the means of healing AIDS, and then there'd be lots of jobs. Then there'd be a lot of noise about that, the so-called effects of the breakthrough. So this should be enough to show you that we're in a wall of noise. And so we've been doing this for 20 years, so a lot of people don't take the noise seriously. They complain about it, they learn to live with the noise. They usually get a job or something, they're fanatic about their job, and they ignore everything else there until they go to press conference. They go to press conference about their job, and then they start with a wall of noise. They get pissed off. So you see, this is not a concept of ideology, but it's obvious what's going on, right?
Yeah, and okay. Yet there are still some things that do. I mean, we just had a bunch of people work on a spacecraft, and they work, and this group did this, and they all come together, and they landed safely on Mars, and you know what I mean? There's still...
There are things done, all kinds of things.
There are things done.
There's more,
right.
More efficiency. I mean, all the planes that go off every day, that they take in a bit of it, this minimal sort of life.
teacher. I'm a math teacher at a community college.
Yeah, not high school.
Okay. And what I'm finding is, I swear, every year I get more and more learning disabled students. This past semester, I'm teaching pre-algebra. Okay. I start out with 20 students. I end up with, I don't know, maybe 12. Four of the 12 I end up with are learning disabled.
They don't know where to go. They don't drop off. They don't know where to go.
Well, they're trying to make it through, but they do. They go to the DSPS office, Disabled Students Programs and Services. They get tested, and they get a documented learning disability, and they can get, like, double time on their tests, so they go to the little testing center and take their tests there, and they get like little extra perks and stuff. Okay, and my claim is that they're all learning disabled, and you know, what do you think about this? You know, like learning disabled students today.
Yeah, I got a function error.
Yeah,
reiterate.
Isn't it reiterate?
Yeah, no, it's iterate means to repeat, is what you're saying. We don't need to say reiterate.
Yeah.
That's what everybody says. Let's reiterate this. But they
well,
say, let's iterate it.
Say iterate. Reiterate is maybe a different
the oral
application.
Culture. The oral way.
Yeah, like if here's like cellular automata, like suppose you get these little, let me make a series of these little, like here's the cells. Okay, you say, well, if this one's black, okay, and then you make that one black, and then these two black. And if this one's black, then on my next row, I'll make that one black. The middle one's black, I'll make the end ones black. And if these two are black, I'll make this end one black. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if, and then so you start out like with a grid, okay?
And why are you doing
And you start at a point. Okay, well, this is just an example of a simple program. Okay.
Now
you have a starter point, and now you apply the rule. If I look at this as 1, 2, or 3, okay, this is the middle one right here. So I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna if the middle one is there, I'm gonna go like that. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
And so then I'll like look at this. Okay. Well, now I will iterate it again. Okay. Here is a black, a white. Okay. Here's a white black white. That means I'm gonna do these two. Okay.
That's the opposite of what you just did.
Right. White, yeah. Black, white.
So
means
you do
I
black,
do,
white, black.
Yeah, I do that. So, white, black, white, black, black. Okay, and this one's turning out a little irregular the way I have it, but there's all these different ways to do this, and you get complex patterns that
the
turn.
The computer does this.
You can have a computer do this, and from simple rules, you generate these incredible complexities, like based on, some of them are fractals, some of them are Fibonacci, some of them have randomness in them, and there's a book by Stephen Wolfram, I don't know if you know that, A New Kind of Science,
yeah.
That's where he's doing this kind of thing.
Well, what's the science?
The claim is that in these kinds of structures that you can model things like economic activity and predict, or like the claim is
you
when
model
you,
what
like previously
normal.
Like here's Newton's law of gravity,
right.
Okay, and if you put in your masses you get the force, okay, well the claim is that we can model instead of equations we can use geometric structures to do this. Patterns, right,
yeah.
To do the same thing.
They don't have to be algebraic.
They don't have to be algebraic, is the claim. So my idea is that this is the kind of thing we should be teaching students, you know? And
why would we need to use algebraic? They show the complexity in economics and in this world. That's the
no, we want to do science. We want to model things. We want to create a full fusion unit that's portable or smaller or bigger. Or we want to do things. And so we need to
they were simple. They thought they were more civilized than the barbarians or the oral cultures. But in the electric age, McLuhan says, we become aware of our obsolescence, of our Newtonian model, even our Einsteinian models, even almost. So we became aware of complexity. So now we appreciate that pre-modern cultures are complex on a simpler, smaller scale. So we now can say that Enlightenment man was too simple, too naive. So now we have a preference of looking at the complexity of structures. We allow ourselves to see it, but we're trying to visualize it. I would say that no models in this situation is so chaotic that a model like the one for long-term management worked for a few years and then it really wasn't working after that, and everybody ignored that fact, so rode with it and then led to a problem. Whatever pattern we come up with will not be useful for a real long term. So then maybe you would say, okay, then we have to have backup models for more complexity or
collapse. Okay, I agree what you're saying, but it's like you could think of it as asymptotic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Never
it's
get there.
You get close. I mean, you say, well, what's my? They call it an epsilon. What's the amount that I'm willing to go to?
Yeah.
And you create the model. For instance,
that's the probability stuff. Okay, then they
well,
say probabilities.
When you look at the world of simple programs, for instance, in the cellular or the fractals, probably easier to understand because that's been applied a little bit more. You just keep iterating.
Right.
And then through more iteration, you get closer and closer to it. Do
right.
you understand what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you say, well, if I'm going to stop here, then my model's only good for this long.
Right.
Okay. But the point is that you can get as close to, say, modeling the risk as you want by continued iteration. No model is going to exactly imitate. I don't think that
right.
that's...
That's what they've been saying for 100 years. We can now say, well, no model even begins to. What's interesting is this complexity you're talking about. This is what LaRouche doesn't deal with. LaRouche, that old-fashioned mathematical principles, I think, still applies. But he can rave on about the inadequacy of the Nobel Prize winners of the last 20 years. Every year is a new kind of complexity angle for economics.
Well, that's because those Nobel Prize winners were using algebraic methods.
Okay, well, Wolfram's a new factor. But the reason LaRouche, he never got in there and they never implemented his model, but he always critiqued the failure of all the other models. But he's not noticing that there will be failure within a couple of years, whatever model you use. First, based
right.
on the algebraic, now Wolfram comes up with a solution, supposedly, saying, well, this will make us at least get past the vulnerability of algebraic function, which we've shown in the last 30 years not going to work.
Right.
LaRouche is another stupid algebra. And he's against algebra, LaRouche. They should be using a kind of geometry, a new kind of geometry. So,
right.
But even his critique is not dealing with what Wolfram is proposing. And Wolfram may work for a while, and then they'll get into a problem. The thing is, we're
right.
speeding up so much, we don't need any modeling. We only need modeling for people to be teachers, to teach schools, and teach kids. It's a job making... Wolfram is making...
Aren't the insurance companies all over this?
Yeah, wouldn't they be if it worked?
You know, you'd think they would be. Why aren't Wall Street firms doing this? But they're not. I mean, technical analysis...
I would say partly is that they don't care to do it. They don't need to do anything anymore. It's such a...
It's so manipulated and managed.
Not manipulated. It's so chaotic that everybody just takes a shot at it. And they accept the chaos. You interview them on, Blue Dog or something, they'll say, well, we have no idea what's happening today. You know, we don't know why Bernanke's doing it. But they allow Bernanke to do it, to fund the Wall Street with money the Federal Reserve doesn't have or is not legislated to do. It's not supposed to give money. So we got mutations going on that any modeling can't keep up. And I would say that's the way it's been for 10 or more years. Now we've reached the point where we don't want models anymore. None of it works, so we're just going to keep showing up and work and pretend we're doing something. Now, we might have to hire a few PhDs who went to the Wolfram School. We'll bring them on as token guys.
Okay, here's what I'm saying now, is that, things are speeding up so fast, we don't need any models. But, again, we still need technologies. I mean, you're going to fly on an airplane, and that's going to use a radar system, and it's going to use...
Yeah,
somebody needs to...
You need a left hemisphere training.
Right. Somebody has to make those computers do what you want them to do, because they're not going to do it just by automatically wishing.
There's so many people getting educated. There are going to be a few people that will service that.
All right. Well, that's what this is about. That's what I'm trying to figure. How do we educate people in an environment where things are so quick and there's
no... Nobody's going to wait to figure out how to do it. Right now, the big people who are doing, who are coming up through the education systems, and some of them will be able to do the technological work. And their kids are being hired all the time to work in the labs to create technologies. Probably, though, because the digital environment's evaporating money, they all got budget problems. So they work maybe for the corporation. They don't work for public school. You're in the unfortunate area of public space, which is obsolete. You know, and so what you guys are trying to do, they're not interested, because they count on somebody showing up, or maybe in another culture. So you're trying to put meaning in what you do. In the bureaucratic world of education, there's no meaning possible there. It's an obsolete institution.
I'm going to do it anyway.
That's right. You got a job. You got to survive. It's like whatever, and that's what the corporations do. There are no more models. We don't want the economy. None of these models work in the economy anymore. But what else are we going to do? We're going to keep showing up and investing and getting crashed. And hope Bernanke bails us out.
Well, it's not entirely lost, because after Christmas holiday, when I got back home after we had a whole week of Bob there, and that was really awesome. And I'm like, tired of the situation and awareness.
Yeah.
So I have in my algebra class, and I gave them some practice stuff to do. They work in little groups before the test. And they just come up, and if they have a question, they come up and ask me. But I had the screen, the big computer screen, and I was researching tactile situational awareness. So I'm on the, Navy site, and apparently...
Did you get that from my interview? I said that on...
You were saying it about DARPA at Jerry's house.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, you said it on the radio as well.
Yes.
But,
so you got into the Navy Institute.
So I'm on the Navy website, I'm on like the DARPA, and I'm like, I keep trying to get into this place, but you need a password, it was like crazy. And then like on the last day of class, like after the final, one kid came up to me, and he was like, so are you a recruiter or something? And I'm like, a recruiter? No, I'm not a recruiter.
They want to hear what's happening now.
They want to hear what's Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing, if anything, you could say teaching some stuff like this, which I'm going to start throwing in a lot more. I did a project-based type of thing where it was you can create the logarithmic spiral, and so it was like a hands-on type of thing. If you take a square and cut it in half, and they got to use a compass, you know, like the old Greek geometry, you know, and then you take the point here, and then you just go down like this, and you make a rectangle, you get a golden rectangle. Stuff with that and tried to connect it with the algebra and some the gold numbers and everything. And they loved it. They really responded well to it. But what I'm saying is that you can explore and be an explorer in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's reason enough to teach it. It's not worthless.
You can get away with it. The other teachers start complaining about what you're doing.
Right.
You know
well,
that.
That's, yeah.
Golden triangle shows elegance in first nature. Does it have applications in second nature?
Well, it is second nature. Any modeling we do is second nature. Ideas are second nature.
Right, but
we don't know if it's accurate, but it makes us think that there's some order.
But we can find it intrinsically within first nature. I wonder if we find it.
Intrinsically, the fucking sun shows up every day. There's order. It's not no big issue. Right? That's order. Sun goes up and goes down. It comes back up. Trees grow. Blows. That's why did we start thinking we had to find the order underneath things? That was because of writing and the printing press, which extends the eye, and the eye is surface and creates a sense of something behind it. So we thought there was something behind this order here. So we called it electrons, developing all that subatomic metaphor for something behind the immediate order that's obvious, because of the effect of the eye. Now, television reached renewed order. Television is iconic image, right? Your head consciousness is right there. Not a book. I'm not trying to read words. Somebody talks to me directly. That's a new kind of holistic order in our means of communication. That happened in the 50s. Then we bring in the digital. The digital scatters that. So where's the order today?
You think there's no substance behind the sensibility of the logos, the way that the Greeks talked about it?
There's only substance in terms of the abstract order, and that kind of modeling the Greeks came up with, that satisfies that there's something behind there, but they didn't know that writing made them look for an order behind it. The pre-literate people don't look for order behind things. They see order right through things, including their ancestors who never died or still here. That's their order. They see through matter. They actually don't see matter as solid as we do. They actually hear. They don't see. They hear. So they're a whole near world that is not based on the eye. Then the eye comes in. Now tactility's here. We don't know how to hear tactility. That's why we have loud music. And the wall of noise. You didn't hear us talk. That whole thing that Brad was saying about the wall of noise and how you kids like that.
It's not the void you're